escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
That was my guy Craig Breslow on the Greg Hill Show this morning. A question from Wiggy about whether they're going to continue to be aggressive. And that was the first part of the answer, which I think we all want to hear, like to hear, looking toward the offseason for trades. I know there's been a lot of people, Will Fleming and others, that say they're going to revisit maybe the Joe Ryan trade and could bring Joe Ryan in this offseason. A guy that Ted just talked about, Jaren Duran, there continues to be speculation that, you know, they have a abundance of outfielders and Duran could end up still being the odd man out at some point. But the offseason is the offseason. I want to play the rest of that comment here because Craig Breslow talked about being more aggressive in the present tense, and that's where I wanted to jump off here.
When I talk about being aggressive, yes, there is aggressive in terms of transactions, whether that's bringing guys in via free agency or trades. But also, you know, just right now, looking at the organization and figuring out ways to move the needle a little bit, whether that's bringing someone up, you know, maybe it is sacrificing a bit of long-term outlook in order to win today, because this team has put themselves in a position to justify that. So, you know, we want to continue to find ways to push here and do everything we can to put the team in a position to win. And then, you know, when we head into the off season, hopefully after a deep postseason run, we should continue on that trajectory.
I'm going to defend my guy. I don't think this was words. I actually liked these words a lot, in particular to being aggressive, taking a shorter term approach. The first thing I thought of was Peyton Tolley, if I'm being honest. Like, in an ideal world, do they want him in the minors longer? Do they want him to develop longer, stretch him out, push his innings, do all these things? Well, guess what? It's not an ideal world. It's a fast-paced world, and you are hard-charging towards a potential division title, playoffs, World Series, all of those things. And, oh, by the way, you have an undecided or a TBD tomorrow at Fenway Park against Paul Skeens. And I don't know. I translated that in my, you know, overreactionary, overexcited head, Fitzy, to say, I think there's a legit shot they could call up Peyton Tolley.
I do as well. And I got to say, if there could be at this stage of the season, you know, you have been a significant proponent and recipient of this vaunted Friday night Fenway magic.
Yep.
You were there for the Criswell. Ted, you were there for the Rafaela walk-off before the All-Star break.
Yep.
Friday Fenway magic. You were there for the post-trade deadline. Womp womp. Criswell gem. What could possibly be better than 1 6-foot-6 brohemoth with a mustache going against another 6-foot-6 brohemoth with a mustache in his major league debut? I mean, I guarantee you, this is what Bradfoe has told us about Peyton Tolley. And if you were to ask him interpersonally, how do you feel about taking on Paul Skeens at Fenway in your major league debut? This giant, oversized Kenny Powers left-handed mother effer would probably be like, "Let's go, get it on, Like, this is awesome. Give it to me. This is what we want, and this is what he deserves. That would be positively electric, Andy.
Ted, you like that idea? You think that's a fair spot? Make a guy who just jumped from AA to AAA not that long ago, now jump him out there, and not only jump him out there, but put him, you know, against one of the most electric pitchers in all of baseball on a Friday night at Fenway? You like it?
Yeah. Does a bear wipe his butt with a rabbit? That's my answer. Yeah, of course I would.
I don't know, but I love the question.
It's really not a very courteous bear, but a bear does what a bear do.
But I feel like, forgive my ignorance, but if they're going to bring up Peyton Tolley, don't they have to do it before September 1st? Because I feel if he's going to be eligible for the postseason
roster.
You have to, so you got 3 days to bring him up. So my guess is, there's too much heat around this guy's name. I mean, if Will Fleming was to break into our studio on Friday and we were to ask him about Peyton Tolley, he'd look at us like the cat that ate the canary, as if he knows something we don't. My feeling is they all know he's coming up, but it's got to be in the next 3 days for him to be in the playoff. I just can't imagine with the way things are going right now and as hot as this team is and as people are excited for this team, to not bring up a guy like that I think would be hugely disappointing.
I think actually, Ted, if I'm not mistaken, I may have read via the Twitter feed of one of the Playtesi boys yesterday that you just have to be, I don't know if you have to be part of the major league team. They've tweaked that a little bit now.
Okay.
So I think, I don't know. It's like Andy, when we were trying to understand the new preseason IR rules in football.
Right. Yeah. They tweaked those things and I hate it.
All right. Well, I'm looking
and haven't made it public, but either way, how do you feel about the venue of just like, oh, you know, hey Ted, it's your first game. How would you like to, play the Colts coming off a 38-point win?
Yeah. I mean, but that's a good point. Don't you have to kind of get him acclimated? Like, you don't want to bring him up and then he's pitching in these games that are basically win or go home kind of games. Don't you want to get him a little bit acclimated to things?
Yes.
Yeah.
And the best.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The best way to get him ready for big games is a big game feel. And that's not really a big game tomorrow night, but it's going to feel like a big game because it's Friday night. It's your debut. It's Fenway Park. It's Paul Skeens. There'll be some buzz in the air. Fitzy and I will be down there in our Ford Fenway Clubhouse studios tomorrow. We'll have Bradfo for the whole first hour, the 2 o'clock hour. So what better day than the Fenway Greens, the City Connects debut, Peyton Tolley against Paul Skeens? I love the idea. And Fitzy's right. If everything we've kind of heard about this guy is true, I don't think he'll be, squashed by the moment. And if I were Cora, I would just remind him of one thing. You don't need to go out there and beat Paul Skeens. You know what you need to do? Be better than what Walker Buehler would have given us. The reality. You're not our ace. We're not asking you to out-ace their ace. We're asking you to give us a shot to win, to not stink, to not go walk, home run, to do some of the things that Walker Buehler did that earned Walker Buehler a spot in the bullpen and no longer in the rotation. Other than that, this guy seems to have the makeup physically and size-wise and you know, talk about a Hoss of the Week opportunity for Jones and Keefe if he goes out there against Skeens. Plus, it's Fenway Park. I mean, use the magic, right? Use the magic for good. Put Peyton Tolley out there when he's got 36,000 people helping him win like they do every Friday night, Fitzy.
I'm trying to think of what would be more engaging, more entertaining. Nothing could be more unique, and I know you technically can't be more unique, but like this would be special. Like this would be a dynamic evening, whether so long as the weather holds up, but this could potentially be an awesome evening. And what you just said, this gets lost a lot of times because it's going to be billed, if it actually happens, as Tolley in his debut against Skeens. Like Paul Skeens is veritably unbeatable because the guy has a microscopic ERA and he's just so dominant and intimidating and such a physical presence, Ted. But all this guy has to do is go up against one of the worst lineups in the National League, keep them at bay, don't Bueller himself or don't Dustin May his way out of the game after 3 1/3 innings. Just go out there and give us five and maybe give up one or two, strike a couple guys out. And like you said, Ted, it's a great point. You want to get ready for possibly being a dominant left-handed pitcher for the Red Sox, long relief, short relief, whatever, in postseason, which is the way they're headed. Baptize this kid by fire. Throw him up against the best pitcher in the NL on a Friday.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm just reading from Tim Healy of the Boston Globe, and he's saying that the Red Sox plan for Peyton Tolley is for him to pitch tomorrow night in Worcester, either as a starter or piggyback out of the bullpen behind Drahan. And that Kyle Harrison, who pitched Tuesday night and only pitched 38 pitches, they're saying he had a short outing because they are planning on bringing him up before Peyton Tolley. And that's according to Tim Healy of the Globe. So that's, I mean, you talk about just, taking a pee in our cereal right there. So that's what I'm reading from Tim Healy's.
Well, I don't know that it's necessarily that bad. I mean, are we hyped up for Peyton Tolley? Sure. But I'm intrigued to see Harrison and see if he can join the conversation. It doesn't have to be Tolley. This is another, it's part of the Devers trade acquisition that has changed everything for both teams. It's not the dream scenario necessarily. And the other thing is, whether it's Harrison or Tolley, the pressure's not really on them. You know who the pressure's on? Hey, Roman Anthony, you're leading off against Paul Skeens. Hey, Bregman, I'm going to need you to get some hits against Paul Skeens. Hey, Story,
you
want to see
what playoff pitching looks like? Yeah, this team sucks, but like, we need you to like make some contact. Drag this guy out to some 6 and 7 pitch at bats, Andy.
Yes, and this is a team that, you know, as great as it is that we got a couple 3-2 wins here, they're not exactly plowing through offensively. They're not exactly piling up hits and runs and doing all those things. So a Paul Skeens performance is something on the horizon that will challenge them. But it should be interesting tomorrow night. Whoever, whether it's Kyle Harrison, whether it's Peyton Tolley, somebody else, Paul Skeens will be on the mound. We'll be at Fenway Park in the afternoon, 2-6. Coming up here on WEEI Afternoons, 5 o'clock, we're going to talk to our buddy Tom E. Curran. He got bumped back a little bit by the baseball game. We'll talk to him about, I don't know, Jacoby Myers, Stephon Diggs, and a whole lot of other topics coming off cutdown day and heading toward the opener. But up next, we need to talk about what Fitzy alluded to, these rivalry uniforms that were announced today across the NFL. The Patriots version was probably, I guess, appropriately polarizing to some degree. I saw a lot of really positive things and a lot of really negative things on the internet. We're going to talk about these rivalry uniforms up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.